Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
All aboard!
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us so we may see all from within. From the West, House of Transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. south, house of the eternal sun. May right action reap the harvest, so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. Above, house of heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. Of earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Maho. Ayum Hunabku Eva Maya E Ma ho.
In Lakesh, in Lakesh, listeners all over the world, we want to welcome you to another episode of Sound Synchronicity here on Now Time Radio. My name is Makua Ray. I'm going to be helping navigate the show along with my co-host, Bilal Samadi. Bilal, what's going on with your brother?
Greetings, family. In Lakesh, one love. Ha ha.
True indeed. Indeed, we are here, Bilal, on location in Los Angeles. I've migrated myself to the fair city of Washington, D.C., from where we're doing the broadcast tonight as well. So we're bi-coastal, appropriately so, spreading the love across the entire United States and beyond. So giving thanks for this auspicious day, the Yellow Planetary Warrior Energy Today, October 16th, 2011. And We have an incredible show lined up tonight. I mean, we're really excited about just many of the things that we have to really highlight tonight, what we're actually getting into and understanding these rhythms, these cycles of nature, and really also how many of our human family members are showing up, and also some of them making quite an unexpected departure. And in light of that, I'm going to ask Bilal to go ahead and let everybody know about our dedication for tonight's show.
Yes, yes. We want to dedicate this show to Dr. Anthony Kwaku Ondo. Dr. Ondo is definitely a God for me and my brothers, the Sons of Light. He's always been there just as a strong elder in the community for the whole Atlanta community. And he's just a powerful botanist. And let me just give you a little bit of this. Dr. Ondo, ethnobotanist and traditional African herbalist, a British educated botanist that was born in Ghana and is the son of the late J.E. Ondo, Africa's foremost botanist. He's our modern-day George Washington Carver. He is the author of several books, including his latest book, Biblical Manna, The Spiritual Message for the New Millennium, and his most lauded book, The Science and Romance of Selected Herbs Used in Medicine and Religious Ceremony. So, Dr. Ondo, he just passed on October 8th, 2011. Passed into the ancestral realm, greeted with open arms and love. And we just want to, you know, hold him in the light of love and just, you know, send out the prayers, love and light. And we want to honor him with this program tonight.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, well, we certainly want to, as you said, honor his legacy and honor the love and the wisdom that he shared with so many within the Atlanta community and all around the world. And we're going to actually look forward to talking more about his life throughout the show tonight. With that, we'd like to actually welcome into the show this evening a very good friend and artist of ours, Ross Kofi the Farmer. How's it going, brother?
Respect you.
Yes, indeed. Everything is fantastic, man. So grateful that you could be on the show with us this evening, and especially as we're honoring the life of Dr. Anthony Kwaku Ondo. And would love to just invite you to share some reflection. And I also know you have an incredible song, and we'll set that up in a minute, too.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here with the family, you know. Pick up yourself with love. Love and knowledge. Dr. Ondo, it's like so much to be said about him, but sometimes silence is the best, you know, because, especially at a time like this, because sitting here meditating on the profound impact he had on a whole generation, that oftentimes is hard to measure until someone has passed and they become an ancestor for years and decades, you know? And we know that that is also the reality, you know, with his work. But even in thinking about the present, the now, you know, he came to our community as a griot, you know, in the sense of not just having someone that has knowledge, but using the spoken word, using the words to spread a message and tell a story to help people to remember themselves, their culture. So, you know, beyond just being a herbalist, saying like this is for this and this is for this, when Dr. Ondo shared the wisdom, he always did it in such a soulful way. You know, in the same way that we have people like Dr. John Henry Clark and other elders who just so full of knowledge, but also full of love, you know. and imparted that knowledge with the spirit of love. So there's so much about Dr. Andover, but I would just say that in truth and right, you know, a harbinger of that divine love that is the only reality, really, and is becoming the order of this world again, you know, from the time that, you know, the world was under a whole spell of deception, you know, of separation and all them things. And so the fullness that Dr. Andover manifested for us, even as the one who deals with the herbs, is that unity of the spirit world with, you know, the earth. Instead of mind over matter, mind in harmony with matter. You're speaking to the plants, mm-hmm. like George Washington Carver, you know. We give thanks for Dr. Andover. I can't even say he will be missed, because that's, again, that's a testimony to the kind of work he brought forward. He was another one that reminded us of the reality of our eternity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So
one thing I wanted to mention too, as well, just to add to that, is how I remember when I first heard of Dr. Ando, it was a flyer that said, you know, Dogon priest in Atlanta speaking, you know, and we went and he just lit it up, you know, and what's so powerful is the whole time we knew him, he is just so humble, you know, and it's just so powerful how a Dogon priest would come to Atlanta to share his love and wisdom and guidance with I, you know, and it's just so powerful, like who he is on a cosmic level as well. So we're going to get more and more into that as the night goes on.
Indeed.
A very humble person, for real.
Roscoe,
but, I mean, think about it. Say that again.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, I really concur with what Bilal was talking about, Dr. Ando, humility, you know. And really, again, just a beautiful reminder, a simple reminder, because that's the mark of greatness, really, is humility. Like a lot of times when we achieve knowledge or wealth or fame or whatever the things are that boost the ego, it's like it becomes a struggle and become also arrogant, you know. But Dr. Ando is that reminder of that old African wise man and woman, you know, the ancient one, that the more they're exalted, the more they become one with the earth, literally. You know, so it's just a oneness. That's the word I keep meditating on, thinking of Dr. Ando, is just the oneness. It's a return to the oneness, you know?
For real.
Indeed. So, Ross Kofi, share with us a bit about this song that we're going to have the opportunity to play here in a few moments.
Just a tune that we all do our part in times like these, and you know, the work that we have been given to do is, you know, is of the grio, you know. So it's just really that simple. Me and my brethren, Messenger Sealer, were up in the mountain doing some farming and heard about Dr. Ando passing a couple of days after he passed, actually. So next time we had the opportunity to be in the city, we just voiced it. It's enough respect to Baba. Part of our culture, in part that I know that you are preaching to the choir right now in terms of you, Makua, and Bilal, but, you know, it's worth repeating just to the family out there, you know. Media is the main weapon of choice of the agents of Babylon, or the Matrix, or whatever you want to call it, the illusion. Media is, you know. And part of what we have been blessed with is the ability to not just counter that, but again, present the reality in the original thing, that everything else is the illusion is a carbon copy of, you know, at best. and we can do that through the media. And, you know, so the mission is a must, and it's no secret. It's to popularize, to make our culture, the culture of love and harmony and caring and sharing and all them things, the simple things, all the way that the things that build civilizations, the mission is to make that part of the pop culture. This is just a show, and just with enough respect to Baba, that it's 3 minutes, but it's just our humble offering. There can be volumes about his work. Enough respect.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we certainly appreciate you spending some time with us on the show tonight to magnify the work of this humble man and the many, many wonderful ways in which he has really helped to grow so many people all over the world. Ashe. So with that, we'll go ahead and get into this tune. It's Ras Kofi and Messenger Sila with a song entitled Dr. Ando. Ashe.
When I see if you really care before I in a Zion song, as a song. Are you to tell them I am trans and I'm trans? No, this happened to be a big request and special demand to a mightiful healer, a teacher and a friend. October 7, Dr. Ando did a talk to plant. October 18, ride away upon a gold elephant. Say what a modern man, I tried the ancient breed. I hear the children rejoicing cause him gonna lead. Say Dr. Ando, him Dr. get a window Ando. Big one go rally and a different vibration. And him a sing do, feel it in front. Because the mission still a black liberation. So a party did I keep an eye in my hotel room. And the ball, selector, come change up the tune. Usaimi bring the message round the pants and skirt. Then Kweku Ando and open the earth. Papa Ando, him go the mango. And come a foreign come to teach the meditation. Him is a whole soul from the black hole. From him the eye is a mystic vibration. Him left me down road, we find a way home. And we feel no agriculture meditation. Just watch your plants grow in a free zone. From your call and Kweku Ando and libation. Radication I go kill your breath. And don't think Babylon won't done you did. Where man a plant good deeds from where I there are with me. And now it's time to reap the victory sweet. Nebuchadnezzar now go done with it. And Monsanto now go kill with seed. A quick one to teach the African story. And down a Elmina now to plant some seed. Yeah. Lord, the Dr. Ando, him find a window. And now we'll step it upon the next investigation. Yeah. And if we reach home, him have a report. Him have a message to the black generation. The Dr. Ando, him get a window. We go and go rally and a different iteration. And him sing though. Feel the kinfolk. We got a mission still of black liberation. Tell them ranga youths we are going to live a green life. And they plant them garden from the black sea soil. Man a black star with red, gold and green stripes. And when time the moon shine a pale green light. Pull the children out of room up on a green height. Them rally with Monsanto and them greedy green bright. They try a green style mean you have a green guide. Harvest time, it is a green riverside with Dr. Ando. Him get a window and go and go rally for your next generation. And if you reach home, him have a report. Him have a message for the black nation. Yeah, Dr. Ando.
Black liberation.
Lord, respect those from every people alongside Habesha. Seeing enough respect for the work. Catering for the youths for years. Right on, Baba.
Right on, Baba, right on.
Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe, oh. Wow. That was beautiful, Baba Ras Kofi.
Thanks to the Most High.
Every time.
Thanks for able to be there in the moment.
Indeed, indeed.
Do the work on our behalf and serve the people. They deserve the bounty of respect and, you know, honor, and also, you know, the material things that they often forsake to be able to do what they do.
That's the truth. So we certainly give thanks. We also have another brother, Purple Crown, on the line, Sunland Fam. Purple Crown, how's it going, brother?
Yo, what's going on? Blessings. Blessings to all. What up, man? What's up, Ross? I love that tune, man.
Yeah, thanks, bro. I was thinking about you in the studio, man, when we were mentioning it.
Yes, sir. It's that time. Go back in.
Indeed.
Go back in.
And Ross Kofi, I wanted to ask if we have the permission on the show here to play the tune again, you know, for future inspiration.
Absolutely, man. There's nothing for my permission to give. You already know how it is, man.
All right, we're just
gentle, so we just give thanks for Baba being there and inspiring us in our life. I know I could speak for all of us on this call, you know, like that. So there's so many others. So man, please do give thanks.
Indeed. No, thank you. Yes, I. And Bilal.
Yes.
Yes. Any other reflections you'd like to share in the now moment?
Just giving thanks, you know. There's so much to say about him. I mean, yet words don't even capture, you know, all that he is, you know, of course. So we give him thanks and praise, you know, for the opportunity to even have known him and to be in touch with his spirit even in the present, you know, and as an ancestor to call upon in the present, you know. So we give thanks and praise.
Indeed. And we'd like to encourage our listeners out there who may not be as familiar with Dr. Kweku Ando, to actually do some research, do your own investigation, and understand the significant contributions, many of which cannot be recorded, obviously, over the internet and things of this nature, but to nevertheless do some research for yourself so you understand why this man is so celebrated by so many. And his last name for all those listening is spelled A-N-D-O-H, Ando. And, you know, it's just, again, something to encourage our listeners to do their own research so they can gather a reflection of this great man. Purple Crown, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to call in and, really offer my contribution towards just really celebrating the life of Dr. Kweku Ando. And this man, such a beautiful spirit. He was our Baba. He was an elder, you know, for the community. He was a light for us all. He came into our community here in Atlanta, bearing so many gifts. You know, he's originally from Ghana, West Africa, and he came to Atlanta to live in College Park. And him and his wife came bearing so many gifts, so much light to share with the community, with us, and he really just embraced me and my brothers, and really just took us under his wing. One thing that I really remember so much about him was his laugh. He had such a childlike spirit, you know. He embodied the qualities of the elder, the wise elder, and the child simultaneously. And his laugh was just so beautiful. And whenever you see him, he'd just be, you know, He always was light in spirit and so lighthearted. He was a man. He was not just a man. He was a giant. He was a giant in spirit, in the tradition of those like George Washington Carver. He was one of those. He was not just a world-renowned ethnobotanist, but he was a mystic as well. He was one of those who believed that nature is endowed with intelligence and that you can communicate with nature when you are humble in spirit and sensitive enough to connect. And these are the type of things that he taught us. These are the type of things that he relayed to the younger generation. I remember he was one of the first people, years before anyone else, here in North America, he was one of the first people to introduce us to the Moringa plant, which is known as the Tree of Life. It's used, you know, throughout the world to cure malnutrition. It's power-packed. It's not just a superfood. It's a super-duper food. This plant is endowed with so many vitamins and nutrients and has so many miraculous qualities about it. And he was one of the first people to enlighten us as to the use and the purpose of this miraculous plant, as well as the Iboga plant, which is another rare plant that's very powerful and is used for in the rehabilitation of drug abusers. People who have drug addictions and things can use this plant, and it cures, it breaks the hold that the drug has on your system. It breaks it instantly, and you can just cold turkey. If you were a drug addict for years, if you take this plant, this Iboga plant, it can instantly break the chains of addiction. He was one of the first people to introduce us to that as well. You know, it's illegal here in the United States, but it's legal in Canada and some other places as well. I think in Mexico it's legal. It's illegal here in the United States, though. So, you know, how ironic is that? We're one of the foremost people in war on drugs and all that, but they don't want people to get their hands on this Iboga plant. But, you know, Dr. Ando was a giant. He was world-renowned. He did works in Haiti. He brought the Genesis program to Haiti. And Genesis was, you know, an acronym for growing energy and nutrition, for environmental stability and investing in our societies. And so that alone is power-packed and just tells you the type of mind that we're dealing with and the type of gifts that this man, you know, intended to bring to communities all over the world. Also, I remember taking so many nature walks with him. He would always gather the people, the community together, and he would take them into the forest, into the woods, and show us which plants, you know, which wild-growing plants were edible, which ones could be used for medicine, which ones could be used to eat in case of an emergency. And this man was a genius. I mean, he never carried around a book or anything. He knew all these scientific names of these plant species and trees just off the top of his mind. I mean, these are not easy. It's not an easy feat. These are like some seriously complicated scientific names. And so he had thousands and thousands of these things cataloged within his mind. He didn't need a book. He didn't need a notepad, none of this stuff. By memory alone, this man had mastered the knowledge of the plant world. And so I'm just saying all of this just to say what type of person that we're talking about here. You know, this man was a giant, and we were blessed to be able to share time and space with him. I don't even feel like he's gone, and I know that in truth he's not gone. He's still with us. I feel like, you know, from the time that I've spent with him, I've been able to, you know, integrate his energy into my own being, and I feel empowered by it as well. You know, by the knowledge and just the presence that he brought to me, to myself, and, you know, my family, my brothers and things. And, you know, I just really want to send my love to his family and to those he's left behind here. and send my love forward to Dr. Ando in the ancestral realm, as we know that it's a continuum of energy and presence and life and love, that there's no separation in the realm of eternal being. And so I just really want to send out that acknowledgement and that love, and say that the world is a much better place, my life has been, you know, upgraded and improved by the, you know, the life of Dr. Kwaku Ando and him coming here to North America and sharing his gifts and his presence with us all.
And one thing I would add to that, you know, so beautiful, is as a seeker on the path, you know, there's certain books that you run into that are must reads, you know, like, you know, you'll run into your autobiography of a yogi, how India honors Paramahansa Yogananda, and this, that, and the other. His book, Biblical Manna, it has a lot of potency in there. So I would recommend any true seeker to look into that book. There's a lot of technical, scientific research about plants as well in there, but there's also some of his life journeys and some powerful stories about him going up to the hills of Ethiopia, meeting the prophet, and there's just so many powerful stories in there. You know, it's
also
a must-have, must-read.
With the Hopi elders too, some of his experiences with the Hopi elders.
Exactly, and then there's the cosmic prophecies. I mean, it goes on. So I'm just encouraging any truth seeker to check those things out and just really seek it out, because you're not gonna find that anywhere else. And hey, you know,
that's another thing too. Not to cut you off, but that's another thing that I almost forgot about that's major, is that is the cosmic prophecies. A lot of people don't even know about the cosmic prophecies. And it's very rare, and it's not really in wide circulation. But the cosmic prophecies was a series of prophecies that appeared on the San Francisco breakwall on the beach one year, you know, back in the late 90s, I believe. And it was amazing, because Dr. Ando and his wife, Kali, they used to walk the boardwalk of the beach every morning when they were living in San Francisco. And one day they were walking and, you know, there was nothing on the breakwall. And then a few days later they came back, and the wall was covered with graffiti. It was covered with graffiti for about a mile long. And this wall is at least like, you know, 15, 20 feet high. It's a huge, tall wall. And this graffiti appeared overnight, because it wasn't there the previous day. And the next day it was there. It was detailed work. It wasn't just like no graffiti. It was like art. And this thing appeared overnight. And the break wall is patrolled at night by police. And so no one knows how it appeared there. And to do something like that, it would take scaffolds, it would take major equipment and major people to be able to create that level of art on that brick wall overnight, you know. And so they came back every day and they started recording this art, and they started to decipher it. And there was a prophecy, or it came out to be a prophecy and a message, almost like the crop circles, you know. And it's very powerful, very potent. It really corresponds with the with the planetary alignment, with celestial events, with Dogon teachings, all of that. Seriti dance was depicted on the wall, which is, you know, a dance that the Dogon do every 60 years, I believe. That was on the wall. It was so much on this thing, and it's just incredible. If you ever get a chance to check it out, it's a powerful, powerful, powerful piece of history, you know, that Dr. Ando and his wife Kali were able to capture, you know, before the officials in San Francisco painted over it. And so Cosmic Prophecies is incredible. If you ever
and it's
able
a change to everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, everything that's going on right now was foretold on that wall. A lot of it was foretold on that wall. And back in the late 90s, you know. And it's just incredible, you know. It's incredible. And you really study the information that was placed there. All right.
Purple Crown, let me ask you a question. Where would people begin to find that information or that documentation as you're referring
to? You can find it at the North Scale Institute. At the North Scale Institute. And
is that .com?
It might be. Let's see if they have a website.
Actually, I want to send you all to my Facebook page. On my Facebook page, and I'm under Bilal Samadhi. So at the top of my Facebook page, it has links to places where you can get a lot of his material. So you could check there. And I'm under Bilal Samadhi, BilalSamadhi, on Facebook.
So do people have to be friends with you to actually get that information?
I don't think so, but if so, you know, I'll accept, you know, any friends that befriend me or whatever on Facebook. So.
Excellent. Yeah, I just want to make sure we can get this information available to people as we're talking about it. I'm sure some of the listeners are very interested in learning more.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm working on putting it up on the chat right now. My chat's having a few difficulties, so bear with me on that. So,
okay.
You guys can check out, let's see here, NorthScaleInstitute.com as well. And it's a rare tape. It's very rare. But, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's dope. Cosmic Prophecies.
Okay, on NorthScaleInstitute.com. All one word.
Yeah.
NorthScaleInstitute.com.
I believe it's up there on the website. You would have to contact someone at the Institute, and you can get that information from the website, I believe. You'd have to contact someone from the Institute and, you know, specifically request that tape. Yeah.
Okay. Cosmic Prophecies. Sounds profound.
Yes, sir.
So certainly. Well, I tell you what, we want to again continue in the celebration today. I think the best way is to play some music right now. And we want to also invite any listeners to call in. The guest call-in number is 424-243-9656. Again, that number is 424-243-9656. So go ahead and call in. If you want to join the conversation, be sure to press 1. So that we know that you're actually interested in joining the conversation. If you want to just simply listen in, you can always call 424-243-9656, and you can just listen in as well. Right now, we're going to go to a song entitled Most High by my good friend Sarita from Australia. She just recently did some touring here in the U.S. This summer, and she continues to bless people all over the planet with her uplifting, high-conscious, high-resonance music. So enjoy Sarita, Most High.
Thank you.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity with Makua 9 Kimi Ray.
All right. We're back in the studio. That last song was Most High by our good friend Sarita from Australia. And we've been focusing this evening on the life and the work of Dr. Anthony Kweku Ando. And as you heard before we went to the song, if you want more information, you can visit NorthScaleInstitute.com for information on his work and many of the wonderful things related to this man. And both of the hosts of this show, Taj and Bilal, have the great honor of having his presence in their lives as they've been on the path of truth and knowledge over the many years. And so I know that they're both very much advocates for this man's work. And we want to also thank Brother Ross Kofi for blessing us with his presence on the show tonight and sharing with us that song by himself and Messenger Sila entitled Dr. Ando. Truly a song of inspiration for one who has inspired so many, no doubt, and what a blessing that he could share that with us tonight. As we move forward in the show, being that this show is about sound synchronicity, we like to check in with the energy of the given day. So we know that today, in what is known as the dream spell, or the Galactic Mayan perspective, is kin number 36 out of 260. And today's energy is yellow planetary warrior. And the affirmation or the code for today reads, I perfect in order to question, producing fearlessness. I seal the output of intelligence with the planetary tone of manifestation. I am guided by the power of flowering. Now, some of you may just be learning a little bit about your signatures, as they are referred to, or the sign of your nature, according to the Dream Spell Natural Time calendar. And that is where that code is derived from, that we just read from, kin number 36, which indicates today's energy from a galactic perspective. Now, this is based on the work and the research of one known as Jose Arguelles and the Foundation for the Law of Time. This is some of the knowledge that is really lighted upon the planet at this most auspicious time right now. And there is still a process underway of people really beginning to reawaken, beginning to remember. And as they're remembering, they're also recognizing that the way things have been no longer suits us being the human family, us being those, as Ross Kofi said, who are the founders of in the antiquities, and those who are responsible for creating civilizations, those who are responsible for originating populations on this earth, the ways of love, peace, truth, and harmony. These are the ways of those of the original nature. And so that's what's happening now, that as a human family, as a consciousness, we are being quickened. We are being accelerated to return and to reawaken and remember exactly what our nature is, what our purpose is, both as individuals and also in concert or in relationship with each other. And so we will spend some time throughout this show in the moons ahead to focus on the importance of people really synchronizing and resonating with their specific galactic signature. I'm sure that we can observe many things on the planet even today that speak of the energy of a planetary warrior. There's this idea of questioning because there are many things that are questionable, and it takes a bit of courage to actually step forth and make some very astute questions, asking tough questions oftentimes. And I think we're seeing some of that right now, as it's been magnifying on the global stage with the Occupy Wall Street effect and how that's now spread all over the planet. So we're seeing that show up in a couple of different ways. Now, everybody does have their unique signature, and this signature specifically connects us into what is known as natural time, because the timing frequency that we've lived under for thousands of years, unbeknownst to us for the most part, has been an artificial timing frequency. And so what we're seeing now beginning to dismantle or disintegrate on the planet is the product of this artificial timing frequency that did not have the stability or the fortitude to truly last through these galactic changes. And I think that is what is distinctive about natural time, is natural time is putting us in sync with the cycles of nature so that we're not actually going against the grain of that evolutionary process of the galaxies, but we're actually in harmony with it. And so in light of that, we like to talk a bit about that. And when we talk about a 1320 frequency compared to a 1260 frequency, 1320 represents the 13 galactic tones and the 20 solar seals, which make up the Dzogchen calendar, that actually articulates the natural order or the order of the fourth dimension, or that which is called the order of synchronicity. 1260 is a timing frequency that basically takes a 12-month irregular Gregorian year and combines it with a mechanized 60-minute hour, and that's where you have the paradigm of artificial timing or the idea that time is money. And that's what we're actually seeing now being challenged. We're seeing now people stepping up in their fearlessness to ask very difficult questions that maybe 5 or 10 years ago they weren't even aware that needed to be asked. Though there were many people who were aware, people like this were more considered fringe. But now what we're seeing is that people, your common people, you know, your average middle class person is beginning to wonder, hey, what's really going on here? And you can also see with that there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of disappointment. There's a sense of abandonment that maybe their government has abandoned them or the financial systems have let them down. And this is all a part of the awakening process. So as we're watching this unfold, I think we need to really be very, very mindful to be centered in the heart, to be centered in love. And one way to do that is to know one's galactic signature, to become very familiar with one's galactic signature as far as the symbol, the color, the tone, the number, all of those things, as far as all of that is concerned, it does all matter. It all, you know, stands for something. And it's important that you begin to understand what your signature is. And to do that, you can visit www.lawoftime.org. www.lawoftime.org, and you can look along. After you've entered the website, you can look along the left-hand side, and it will say find your kin, which basically means find your specific signature or the kin for that day. And from that point, you'll begin to resonate with it, and you can research through that particular website. Of course, you can call into the show at any time. 424-243-9656 if you have questions pertaining to your galactic signature.
Also, I wanted to mention how the 1320 represents our body as well. So we have 10 fingers, 10 toes, you know, so that's the 20. And then the 13 are the 13, what do you call them, the, McCoy, help me, the...
What's called the articulating joints?
The joints, yeah, the articulating joints, 13 articulating joints, you got the ankles, the knees, you know, which, break them down, McCoy, because I'm still learning this stuff, but...
Okay, well, you have your two ankles, your two knees, both of your hips, your wrists, your elbows, your shoulders, and the neck, which make up the 13 articulating joints, which basically reflects that natural order in the human body, which is one of the fascinating aspects about natural time, as people begin to learn more about the fact that everything in nature is actually in divine order. This becomes a reflection of that divine order in the physical human body, which is a phenomenal thing to check out. I'd like to, if we might right now, move along to our section that we like to call the Time Shift Updates. And we're going to get into some very interesting things today with that. So again, we thank you all for listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
Sound Synchronicity Time Shift Update.
Indeed. So Bilal, what are we looking at right now in our time shift updates? What's happening? We know we had a great conversation last week. We featured some footage from Richard Hoagland talking about the Elenine object.
Yes, yes. So this week, it's very powerful that we're doing the show tonight. And, you know, it's interesting because according to George Norrie and Coast to Coast and NASA, Comet Elenine is closest to the Earth today. October 16th. This is the day that it's the closest to Earth. So, I mean, I wouldn't doubt. I know personally I've been feeling the effects and feeling some resonance, you know, coming from the universe. So I would say, you know, stay open to that and, you know, stay open to pick up what's being transmitted to us, you know. That's one thing that's going on right now. Also,
maybe we could run a little bit of this tape also from Richard C. Hoagland, who happens to be basically the science expert for Coast to Coast Radio with George Norrie, which takes place on AM radio stations all across the nation. So maybe we'll run a little bit of this tape from Richard C. Hoagland talking about Elenine and its auspicious relationship to some other things going on currently. Why don't we listen into that?
Here's the Enterprise Missions, Richard Hoagland, of course, our science advisor. Well, Richard, here we go, another satellite. What do we know about this one?
Do you see a pattern here, George?
Yeah, not a good one.
Well, we had these things up there for decades, in this case since 1991, and it's just coming down now. It was originally at 350 miles. It's now down to about 190. It'll be coming in sometime toward the end of the month, first week in November. I think this is all part of someone else's plan. I mean, these things fall out of the sky all the time. The odds of anything hitting you are thousands to one, and anything hitting an individual person are trillions to one. So why all the fear tactics? Why all the scare stuff? I think it's connected to the Elenine craze. There's this huge propaganda drumbeat about Elenine. Remember Nibiru and brown dwarfs and the world is ending and all that? Well, Elenine now is getting into a very interesting position with the Earth. In less than a week, it'll be actually closest to the Earth at 19.5 hours GMT. Do you want to know what I think Elenine is doing apropos of Greg Braden's appearance in the next hour?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I think it's changing consciousness. This is what I talked about and presented data supporting at the Awaken Aware conference. When Elenine was in basically a specific angle to the Earth a couple weeks ago, the Occupy Wall Street movement suddenly erupted all over the world. Ordinary folks, not the people who listen to this show because they've been ahead of the curve for years, but ordinary mainstream folks suddenly getting out on the street, having the scales lifted from their eyes, realizing what's going on and doing something about it. You want to know Elenine's angle to the sun exactly when the Occupy Wall Street movement first started that Sunday?
What angle?
19.5 degrees.
Of course it was. So in light of that, and I mean, we play that for the listening audience that may or may not be familiar with Richard C. Hoagland or even with George Norrie or Coast to Coast Radio, but among the media channels out there in the world, Coast to Coast is one known for bringing some very cutting edge, even fringe topics such as UFO engagement, government conspiracies, things of this nature. But when Richard C. Hoagland is on the program, I generally tend to pay close attention because I know his background is very renowned. He's a very intelligent person, and he's been pretty well spot on with many of the observations I've heard him make over the years. So it's interesting because he's saying that the Elenin object, that which we talked about last week on last week's show, has to do with a shift in consciousness. Now, that actually seems to be a thread that's present in just about anybody's interpretation of the end dates of either the Mayan calendar or the fulfillment of particular prophecies, is we do hear this continuous topic of shifting consciousness. So I think that there's something there with that, and I'm sure people in the listening audience can attest to having their own experiences with what that looks like. In fact, we want to again let people know that the lines are open to call in 424-243-9656. Press 1 so that we know you want to join the conversation. So in light of that, as he also discussed, the start or the initiation of this Occupy Wall Street movement that has now ballooned all over the world, it was happening sort of in alignment, in accord with this Elenin object coming its closest to the Earth, which, as you were saying earlier, Bilal, is actually today. So this is the day when this particular object has come as close as it's going to come to the physical Earth. This is its closest. Yet it's something like, what is it, about 22 million miles away at this point. Now, I also know in some other footage, George Norrie discussing the NASA reports that Elenin has disintegrated and started to break up due to a solar flare that hit it, you know, when it was coming close to the sun back on September 11th, which was another auspicious date, which happened to be day one of a new 260-day cycle. As we said, today is day 36, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, with that, I think it's just very interesting that's kind of being brought up.
And one thing that's interesting is, you know, sometimes you get, even though, you know, Coast to Coast is very cutting edge, you know, sometimes you get some partial information, because one thing that we see, which you will notice if you look online, Comet Elenin, once it got closest to the sun, it, like the sun shut off a mass ejection, a solar flare, and you see the comet turning into, you see a tetrahedron shape. It looks like a force field came around the ship, either that, or you can see how the ship, it reveals how the ship looks, or, you know, you never know. Maybe it was charging up off of the sun, but you see this tetrahedron in the sky, and it's vivid. You can see that, you know? So that's one thing that he didn't say, you know?
That's true.
And also from my research, I've noted that they've been saying that when Hellbop came through, that there was a UFO behind Hellbop. And what did they do? They knocked it out of the sky. They blew it up, you know? They sent some type of missile and blew it up. This is from the research that I've done. And, you know, so with Comet Elenin, when we see, you know, these mass ejections, these solar flares hitting it, and this force field, this tetrahedron coming around it, it reassures me that, you know, when it comes back around this time, it's not going to be that easy to just blow it out of the sky, you know?
Exactly.
So that's one thing I wanted to mention.
No, I think it's very important. I'm glad you brought that up because I saw that footage myself as well. And if people do want to do their own research, they could just simply Google Elanine tetrahedron or something to that effect, and they will be able to see the video footage for themselves. It was very, very interesting, very revealing that it may be more than just a passive comet. I mean, obviously the word comet has been thrown around synonymous to the word Elanine. I prefer to refer to it as an object because the idea that it's a comet, there's still dispute as to whether or not it's a comet. Mm-hmm. There is more of the idea when based upon the tetrahedron shield that is visible that we can see at the impact of that solar flare. These things are evidence to suggest that this is actually a very highly intelligent and intelligently guided craft. So that's I know that's kind of a fringe thing to put out there over the airwaves. However, I mean, the evidence is there. And when you do have physical, measurable evidence, it's just something to take into deeper consideration. I'd also like to talk a little bit about the researcher Carl J. Kalaman, who's been talking in many, many circles over the internet for the past number of years about his own research in identifying the end date of the Mayan calendar as being October 28th, which, interestingly, is just, basically 16 days from now. Well, how many days is that? Today's the 16th. I guess it's basically over the next couple of weeks. It's basically mm-hmm. said that...
It's going to be next Friday.
So next Friday, then...
Friday after next,
right, exactly. So we're looking thus, according to many people who are observing these cycles, they're looking at this October 28th date as being of great significance. Now, I find it very interesting. I've done some follow-up with a lot of Kalaman's research and a lot of the writing that he's done, and maybe others have noticed it as well. He doesn't go so far as to completely dispute the idea that December 21st, 2012 has significance both to the Mayan traditional daykeepers or even to ones such as José Arguelles. What I do find interesting, though, is he is correct in helping to identify some of the occurrences and some of that timing where the material destabilization is at its greatest. And I think that's some of what we're actually seeing now, with what Carl J. Kalaman has actually pointed out and been observing. He also tends to refer to this as a very important time to focus in the unity consciousness or recognizing the awareness that everything is interconnected, which I think is obviously a very important thing to do, no matter when you think the end date may occur, one way or the other. What I also
exactly.
find... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention that, he's citing the October 28th date, and we have Elanine coming, passing through right around this time, and we also have the Hopi prophecies that speak of the blue star Kachina, which... when NASA is looking at it, it's tying in perfectly with the prophecy. So the prophecy of Blue Star Kachina says that there's going to be the Blue Star Kachina, which will be like a harbinger for a shift, world shift. So there's going to be that, and then there's going to be what they call two nephews, which will be also two other objects that will be coming alongside of it. So NASA is seeing that there's this Blue Star Kachina, and they're seeing the two other ones that are coming in parallel with it. So it's just interesting how it's all tying in right now.
It is indeed. And even as Kalaman suggests in a lot of his writing, this is not something that we should expect to happen specifically on one given date, but that these timings that are being pointed out both by the traditional calendars and even by the recalculations, the reformulations, both of Kalaman's work, also the work of José Arguelles, are indicating a period of phasing in, a shifting time. You know, I remember years ago when one of my teachers, Audrey Scott Williams, made mention that, you know, 2012 is actually now. And this was years ago. It was the idea that everybody's looking at 2012 as a significant milestone. And then what happens is there's a tendency to sort of wait until 2012 arrives to sort of get our stuff in order. But the wisdom of the elders is that don't wait, because it's a process and you're actually in the process already. So better to live in the awareness that that process is underway and it's progressive, it's unfolding over time. It's not a specific one-day event and then it happens. It's actually a phasing in. And that's what we're seeing. We're witnessing all over the world. I mean, everybody from their own vantage point now, unless you've really been living under a rock, but maybe even then, can bear testimony to the fact that things are shifting, things are moving faster. I mean, obviously some of that is brought about by technology. And at the same time, I think there is a serious mental, spiritual evolution happening where people, by virtue of our greater relationship to the galaxy, the cosmos, higher knowledge, a higher frequency and vibration, people are being accelerated. Their genetic memory is being activated. So they're literally coming online with a greater awareness of who they are and what their purpose may be. You'll have some people who, for all their lives, have never done anything artistic whatsoever, and suddenly they're met with a challenge or they're met with this opportunity to look deeply into themselves, and they bring out this incredible artistry as if from nowhere. And I see some of that as also being brought about by the cosmic changes that we're all experiencing right now. It's definitely something to watch, and we're going to be watching it here on Sound Synchronicity over the next week and 2 weeks, as we'll be broadcasting every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And hopefully we'll be able to bring some other folks into the conversation in the week ahead to speak more about these observations by Kalaman and how that relates also to some of the observations made by other researchers. A lot of people would probably get into this idea of just selecting, well, this is correct and that's not correct, and taking sides, when actuality, what I've been observing is that the researchers like Kalaman, the researchers like those who do identify December 21st, 2012 as an end date of the Mayan cycle, they're all essentially identifying the shift in consciousness, though some of the more devastating effects are happening now, which happens to be around October. So I think in a way it does make Kalaman's argument that October 28th is like the end date of the calendar. That would be fair to say if there's this correlation that the end of the calendar means great destabilization, great destruction, because the financial systems right now are being greatly destabilized. And we're going to see more of that, because what's happening now is a snowball effect. The people of the world were just waiting for Americans, particularly in the United States, to stand up and say, hey, you know, this is a wrong way of doing things, that the banks have to be brought to bear on their fair share of responsibility for the circumstances that people, everyday people, are finding themselves in. Now, that reaction has also ignited reactions all over the world. At some point, people are going to grow in their awareness that this has been happening for a long time, that it's not just something that just happened in the past 3 or 4 years. This has been actually a systematic sequence of events for at least 100 years. So as people do become more sober and more aware of that, it's going to be very interesting to see how their responses change. And I certainly want to let it be known from our broadcast standpoint, we're promoting for people to really begin to look at what it means to cultivate their gifts, their skills, their talents, looking around them, identifying who is around them, and how they can begin to eclipse this consciousness of separation and move into a spirit of cooperation. Because as the planet is evolving, as things are growing and moving forward, there's a great call for people to begin to move past that which separates us and look at that which actually unifies and unites us and get on with the business of cooperating and collaborating and creating something truly sustainable, spiritually sustainable, emotionally sustainable, physically and mentally sustainable. And we know that it is not what has been visited upon the Western world or the globe for the past 100 years. It's certainly not that, and that's proven itself to be completely unstable and incapable of meeting the needs of the greater population. So it's a very interesting thing we're looking at, and we're going to continue to observe that, as I said, in the weeks ahead here on the show. I wanted to share something also that speaks a bit about the Blue Kachina. As you were talking about, there's an observation of this object that has, as you were saying, if I'm correct, Bilal, it's being followed, or on either side there are these other entities or ships.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Blue Kachina, according to some accounts, marks the beginning of the significant shifts to both the planet and its inhabitants. So according to those prophecies, that's what the Blue Kachina is actually ushering in. And this shift is physical as well as it is a shift in consciousness. So as Hoagland is talking about, yes, this is a shift in consciousness. That's what's happening. And everybody is actually observing and experiencing it on some level. It isn't happening on one specific date. All the dates that have been coming up in popular conversation, be it October 28th, be it September 11th, we just passed September 11th, which was Elenine's closest perigee to the sun itself. All these dates are sequentially identifying varying degrees of intensity of the shift period through which all life on this planet is being navigated right now. And I want to bring to people's attention the cycles identified by José Arguelles late last year, as there being two cycles happening simultaneously as we go through the period to December 21st, 2012. And it was noted by Arguelles in this that these periods, one being a period of material destabilization that started October 22nd, 2010, and goes to December 20th, 2012, and that we're in the space now, literally according to that cycle of transformation, where there's the greatest material destabilization to be experienced, basically between right now, or literally September 26th, and basically into the month of May of 2012. Now, simultaneous to that destabilization period is a re-spiritualization of human consciousness period happening simultaneous with this material destabilization. Now, that period of re-spiritualization is crossing the period of destabilization over the next couple of weeks. So the timing of that is right along line with what Kalaman has identified as being the end date of the Mayan calendar, okay? Now, it also makes sense that that is one indication of intensity of a shift happening, but then there's also this reality that there's a spiritualization happening alongside it. So it's not just all about the destabilization. It is about putting our focus and our energy upon the re-spiritualization and actually getting in tune with that as it's happening. And I think that's a very, very uplifting and encouraging thing that's actually happening if we could pay closer attention to that. And so next week, we'll be sure to provide some more specific information on those cycles of transformation. I'd like to encourage people to also check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/galactic synchronization. Again, that's facebook.com/galactic synchronization. And from this page, you can actually find more information about those cycles of transformation. And, you know, we're going to have to wind down here as we're coming to the bottom of the show. But with all of that said, I want to thank, again, Ross Kofi for being on the show tonight, and Purple Crown for sharing as well his reflections on the life and the impact of Dr. Anthony Kweku Ando. What a blessing. And I think it fit to say that, you know, we've certainly, hopefully, inspired people to do some further research themselves, and we can begin to flow into some other types of inspiration in our lives and find more encouragement with all these changes that we're experiencing. Bilal, you have anything you'd like to add? Or Purple Crown?
I just wanted to add, you know, we intend to even bring, you know, a little more upliftment and share a few more stories about Dr. Rondo in the weeks to come. Maybe even bring on another guest or two speaking of his greatness. And we just give thanks and praise for the opportunity to give thanks and praise for the opportunity to serve. And hey, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Every time. Well, I tell you what, family, with that, we want to thank you for tuning in to us tonight on Sound Synchronicity. We're going to go out with a song from another band in Australia, ironically. I'm not sure what's all the Australia energy about tonight, but we're going to go with the flow on that. This song is called Afro Arrow, and it was produced by a brother named Luminous, featuring Carla Versatano and Sonny Leeson on vocals. I actually have a little background vocal in there, too. But thank you all so much for Now Time Radio and Sound Synchronicity. We want to encourage you to check out Peace Talks every Friday. So coming up this Friday, again at 12 noon Eastern Time, that's Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. And then next Sunday, of course, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, another episode of Sound Synchronicity. Thank you all for tuning in tonight, and take care wherever you are. Be good to yourself. Be good to each other. Live love. Yes, I. Blessings.
Love.
Love gonna fall. All empires. love gone.